听力课堂，听 class.com。
Practice listening test for IELTS, version 12. Instructions. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work.All the recordings will be played only once. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section one. Section one. Miss Wang is going to register for her first year social science course. As you listen, fill in the gaps numbered 1 to 6.First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning. I'm here to register for the first year social science course.
I'll just have to fill out this form for our records. What's your name?
It's Wang Pearl.
Excuse me? Is Pearl your last name?
No, it's my first name. My family name is Wang.
Can you spell that?
Sure. Pearl, P-E-A-R-L. Wang is spelled W-A-N-G.
Okay, Pearl Wang. What's your address?
It's 4832 Kent Road.
Can you please repeat that?
Kent, K-E-N-T, 4832 Kent Road, flat number 301.
All right, and your telephone number?
I haven't got the phone on yet. I'm still looking for an accommodation, which should be somewhere near the school.
Okay, well...Please let me have the number once the phone is connected, and I'll make a note here to be advised. And your course?
First year social science course.
Social science course.
May I have the timetable?
Yes, here it is. You'll have Dr. Hill's lectures at 9:30 Monday morning, and also Thursday morning at 10:30.
How long do they last?
An hour.
Which room are they in?
The Monday morning lectures take place in room 101. The Thursday ones are in room 215.
Thank you.
Pearl wants to find an accommodation near her school. She saw an advertisement in the local newsagents and telephoned immediately. As you listen to her phone call, answer the questions by circling the correct letter. First, look at the questions 7 to 10. Now listen to the phone call.And answer questions 7 to 10.
Four six seven nine three one. Sue Jones speaking.
Oh, hello. My name is Pearl Wang. I'm ringing about the flat.
Oh, yes. You saw my ad in the newsagent's window, did you?
That's right. Could you tell me something about the flat?
Well, this is a two-bedroom flat. One big room and one a bit smaller. But it's quite nice. The rent is more than I could afford.So I've decided to find someone to share the flat with me.
Oh, I see. May I have my own bathroom?
Yes, there are two bathrooms. There's quite a big sitting room and a kitchen. The flat is an upstairs flat, on the top floor of the house. You know the landlady lives downstairs.
And the central heating, is there?
Yes, gas central heating.
What about the rent? How much is it exactly?
Well, I pay £90 a week.
£90?
Yes.But I thought I would pay £50 and ask the other person to pay £40 because, you know, I've got the big bedroom. That seems only fair.
I suppose so. What do you do?
Work at the Globe Travel Agency. I'm from Australia and came here 3 months ago. What about you? What do you do?
I'm studying, actually, at the Polytechnic Social Science. I'm from China.
Sounds interesting. Look, why don't you come round and see the flat? Then you can make up your own mind. It's better than trying to talk about it over the phone.
Yes. May I come round and see it in the afternoon?
Well, actually, it's a bit difficult for me this afternoon. I've got to go out.
How about this evening? At about 7 o'clock?
Yes, 7 would be fine for me.
What's the address?
27 Park Road.
Oh, I know Park Road. It's quite near where I study. See you tonight. Goodbye.
Bye.
That is the end of section 1. Now you will have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2. Section 2. In this section, you will hear a conversation between Pearl and Jill. They have met on the campus. As you listen to the conversation, write down the places they are going to in the table. First, you will have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen to the conversation and answer questions 11 to 15.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
Pearl, hello. How are you?
Kind of tired. I've just moved in a new flat.
Really? What's your flat like?
Oh, it's a two-bedroom flat. I share it with an Australian girl. My bedroom is small, but it's nice. The walls are pink in colour and the ceiling is white in colour. The curtains are dark red velvet. I have a desk by the window and a small white dressing table near my bed. The carpet is red and black and diamond shape. I've got a wardrobe and an old chair.
How nice it is. I must go to see it some day. Listen, I have a lot to tell you, but I don't have time now. I have to go to the bank and I'm kind of late. Then I have an appointment at the local employment office. I'm going to look for a job. Say, why don't we meet for lunch?
Lunch? Great idea, but, well, thanks, I can't. I have a noon meeting at school, but listen, where are you going to be after lunch? We'll meet for coffee at 2:30, okay?
Wonderful idea. But at 2:30, wait a minute, that's no good for me. I have to mail a lot of letters and packages at the post office. And then I'm going to the Department of Motor Vehicles. I need a new driver's license. But look, how about later?
Terrific. Let's see, I'll be at the library about 4. A classmate is going to meet me there. See, we're going to study for a test together, but... Oh, let me think. How about dinner together?
Sorry, but that won't work. A friend is going to take me out to dinner. Then I'm going to the community centre. I take an exercise class there. Do you want to come?
No, I have to wait for a telephone call at home. It's kind of important. Well, I'm free tomorrow evening.
What a surprise! So am I. Shall we go out to eat?
That's fine. Shall we meet here at 7 o'clock?
Good. I'm kind of in a hurry right now. See you tomorrow.
See you. Bye.
Jill wants to go to the bank, and she asks the directions. As you listen, look at the map and circle the correct letter. Now look at question 16. Now listen carefully and answer question 16.
Excuse me, could you tell me the directions to the Midland Bank?
Yes, it's a little bit of a drive from here. It will take you about 10 minutes. Drive down Bath Street as far as the second set of traffic lights. Then you turn left and the bank is at the end of the street on the right. In fact, it's on the corner of Oak Street and Polar Street.
I see. Drive down Bath Street... Turn left at the second traffic lights into Oak Street, and the bank is at the end of Oak Street on the right.
That's it. You can't miss it.
Fine, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jill goes to the bank and the post office. As you listen, look at the statements and write T if the statement is true, and F if the statement is false. First, you will have some time to look at questions 17 to 19. Now listen carefully and answer questions 17 to 19. Jill is in the bank.
I want to deposit these cheques, please.
OK, don't forget to sign them on the back. You'll want to fill out a deposit slip.
All right, and I'll need £100 in cash.
What bills do you want?
Tens and twenties will be OK. And will you please tell me my bank balance?
Then Jill goes to the post office. She's in the post office now.
I have to pick up a letter and mail these packages, please. Here is the notice for the letter.
Just a moment, please. I'll get it. Here you are. I'm going to need to see some identification. And will you sign this form, please?
Uh-huh.
And are you going to certify these packages? Would you like to register them? Will you insure them?
Will you explain that, please?
Well, the receiver will have to sign for registered mail, and you can ask for a return receipt. That means we will send you a notice of delivery.
OK, I want to register them and insure them too.
In the evening, Pearl and Jill are having dinner in a restaurant. As you listen, tick the boxes of the food Jill and Pearl have ordered. Now you will have some time to look at question 20. Now listen carefully and answer question 20.
Can I take your order, please?
Just a minute. Can you help me? It says chili here on the menu.
Oh, chili. It's a kind of soup with beans and meat.
I see. Pearl, would you like to have some soup?
No, I don't want that. How about a steak and potatoes?
All right. Two steaks and potatoes.
Two steaks and potatoes. How would you like your steak?
What do you mean?
How do you want your steak? Well done, medium, or rare?
Oh, please cook it well.
Yes, well done.
OK. What kind of potatoes? Baked or French fries?
Baked, please.
Two baked potatoes. How about an order of vegetables with that? Carrots, beans, or salad?
Two salads, please.
Anything to drink?
What do you want, Pearl? Milk, coffee, or tea?
I prefer tea. How about you?
Coffee for me, please.
OK. One coffee and one tea. Do you want some dessert?
How about ice creams, Pearl? That's my favourite.
All right, two ice creams.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
That is the end of section two. Now you will have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3. Section 3. Mr. Bob Ross called while Mr. David Morris was not in the office. His secretary answered the phone and took a message for him. As you listen to the phone call, look at the message form and fill in it with the information you need. First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Mr. Morris's office. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. May I speak to Mr. Morris?
I'm afraid he's not in at the moment. Who's calling?
This is Bob Ross of the Sales Association speaking.
Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Bob Ross, R-O-S-S. Do you have any idea what time he'll be back?
No, I don't, Mr. Ross. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes. Will you tell Mr. Morris that I talked with Bill Smith in London this morning?
Bill Smith?
That's right. Bill told me that they are planning to have a sales meeting in Birmingham on the 12th, 13th and 14th of May.
Yes, I have that. Birmingham, May the 12th, 13th and 14th.
Right. And tell him that Bill said that they would like to have Mr. Morris speak to the group on the morning of the 12th.
They want Mr. Morris to speak to the group?
Yes, at 9 o'clock on the morning of the 12th. There will be about 80 people in the group.
I see. Mr. Morris will be speaking to a group of about 80 people.
Yes, about 80 salesmen from all over the country. And they'd like him to describe the new marketing plans.
Where is the meeting to be held?
At the Grant Hotel.
Anything else?
No, that's the message.
May I have your phone number, just in case?
Yes, that's 805-7492. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mr. Ross. I'll give Mr. Morris the message as soon as he comes back.
5 minutes later, Mr. Morris comes back.
I'm back. Did I have any calls?
Yes, Mr. Hill called. He didn't leave a message. He said he'd call back tomorrow morning, and James Turner called twice. He's anxious to talk with you. He'd like you to call him as soon as you can.
Did he leave a number?
Yes, here it is. And Mr. Ross called just a few minutes ago.
Did he want me to call him back?
No, he left a message for you. Here it is.
Mr. Morris called James Turner as soon as he came back. As you listen, complete the notes by writing no more than 3 words on each line. Now you will have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 27 to 30. One 5 6 2 4 8 8.
Could I speak to Mr. Turner, please?
Speaking.
Oh, it's you, James, is it? David here.
Oh, hello, David.
My secretary told me that you had called twice. Is there anything important?
Yes, it looks as if I won't be able to keep the appointment we made.
That was to be on Thursday, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm so sorry. My uncle is arriving from America that afternoon, and we're having a party in the evening. You know, a big family party.
I see.
But could we meet on Friday or Saturday? Or would you prefer the beginning of next week?
Afraid I'm tied up at the weekend. And let me just check. Monday would be all right, I think.
Monday's okay for me too.
Oh, good. Shall we say the same time as we arranged? Could you come here at 11 o'clock? I'll show you round our place. We could have lunch together and then work out the terms of our contract in the afternoon.
Yes, fine. I'll just note it down in my diary. That's Monday the 24th of April. Right, I'll be at your place at 11 o'clock. Hope I haven't messed up your arrangements too much.
Oh no, these things happen, don't they? See you next Monday, and have a nice weekend.
Thanks, you too, David. Bye.
That is the end of section 3. Now you will have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4. Section 4. In this section, you will hear a conversation between Fred and Liz. They are talking about sleep and dreams. As you listen, answer the questions by writing no more than 3 words for each answer. First, you will have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen to the conversation and answer questions 31 to 40.
Hello, Fred. You don't look so good. What's the matter?
I just didn't have a good sleep. It seemed I dreamed all night. Do you dream a lot when you sleep?
Yes. In fact, everybody dreams, and everybody needs to dream in order to stay healthy. There are two kinds of sleep, active sleep and passive sleep. The passive sleep gives our body the rest that is needed and prepares us for active sleep, in which dreaming occurs. The dream stage is very important in our sleep cycle. When the person is dreaming, the eyes begin to move. Through the night, people alternate between passive and active sleep. The cycle is repeated several times throughout the night.
Do you know how long people usually dream during 8-hour sleep?
For about 1.5 hours on average. So we need active sleep because dreaming helps us to rest our minds.
I see. All people experience dream cycles.
Can you remember dreams? What did you dream last night?
Oh, yes. It was terrible. I dreamed that I was chased by someone or something. I don't remember very well, so I was running all the time.
This is a very common type of dream. Over 70% of people have dreamed that they were being chased or pursued by something, and often in the dream they find themselves unable to flee for one reason or another. These often occur during periods of great anxiety and may be related to frustrating situations which are frequently occurring in their waking life. Anxiety dreams are amongst the most common types reported and are particularly common amongst women, 78%. Only 63% of men experience them.
How about dreams of violence?
Dreams featuring scenes of violence are much more common amongst men, 50%, than amongst women, 44%. The differences are not very great. Perhaps men are simply more likely to talk about violent things, and it must be remembered that women are often the most ardent fans of TV westerns and wrestling programs.
Are there any more kinds of dreams that men experience more than women?
Yes. When people are tight in finances, they often have dreams which involved finding coins, showering from a slot machine, or picking up money from the ground. About a quarter of men have had this kind of dream, but only 15% of women. This probably relates to the fact that money matters are more likely to preoccupy the male than the female.
Do you sometimes have dreams about falling?
Yes, it is a common type of dream too. Dreams about falling are very common, with about 75% scoring average. The most frequently reported is one in which typically one trips over something, stumbles or falls, and wakes up with a jump.
How do you explain this?
Psychologists now believe that these dreams do not have any great emotional significance, but are merely due to muscular spasms which take place on the threshold between consciousness and sleep. Well, dreams about flying or floating in the air are often considered to be related to an unconscious wish to escape from something. They are in fact reported by about 50% of dreamers. Dreams about the sea are also common. Women, 40%, are far more likely to experience than men, 27%.
What other kinds of dreams women experience more than men?
Dreams about famous people. Women are more likely to dream about famous people, politicians, pop stars, film stars and the like, 33%, than men, 27%. One very common dream, which almost certainly falls into the wish fulfillment category, is when people report that they are actually meeting famous people in their dreams.
What do you think of the recurring dreams?
Recurring dreams are very common too, 70% of people reporting them on an average. In most cases, recurring dreams are of a vaguely unpleasant kind and are almost certainly caused because the individual has a problem of a significant kind which he is unable to resolve in his waking life. The solving of this problem almost always leads to the disappearance of the recurring dream. Women are more likely to have recurring dreams than men.
That's so interesting. Well, what causes people to have bizarre dreams, such as dreams about the loss of teeth?
Oh, some psychologists believe that it's a memory dream referring back to that significant period in your baby life when your teeth fell out. Another explanation is that you're suffering from low-level toothache, which is not enough to get through to the conscious mind, but which trickles through into your dreams.
Do you believe that dreams about the future will come true?
Well, dreams about the future, which come true, are very frequently reported. though it is fair to say that scientists are very doubtful about whether these are simply coincidence or genuine peeps into the future. Almost 30% of people believe that they have had at least one such dream.
That's so instructive. You are an expert in this field. Liz, how do you know so much about dreams?
Don't you remember that I'm majoring in psychology? I have done some research on the topic sleep and dreams.
Thank you so much.
That is the end of section 4. Now you will have half a minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.